I'm delighted to be joined by Dr. Nan Weiss. She is a cognitive neuroscientist, a professor, licensed hypnotherapist, certified relationship specialist. After almost 20 years in clinical practice, she became driven to understand how the brain creates moods and behaviors in relation to sex and other aspects of human experience. She returned to academia to pursue a PhD in cognitive neuroscience. She's now a cognitive neuroscience researcher at Rutgers University, Newark, and she has contributed her opinion to all sorts of outlets, all sorts of magazines. She is joining me today. Her brand new book is out in front of me, and it is Why Good Sex Matters, Understanding the Neuroscience of Pleasure for a Smarter, Happier, and More Purpose-Filled Life. And I don't think there's a better day of the year to be talking about this than with Dr. Nan Weiss today. Nan, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
It is.
What a perfect day.
And it is Valentine's Day, and we call this, you know, the Relationship Day. And, you know, I just, it seems that we are, you know, the old adage, it seems that we are hung up more than any other species and more, maybe more than any other country. Is the United States just more hung up by all sorts of sexual dysfunction, or is this a worldwide issue?
Well, across the world now in industrialized countries, people are having less sex. And in the United States, 23% of adults did not have sex last year. And the reason why I wrote this book is that pleasure is not a luxury. It's a necessity for a healthy, functioning emotional brain. And healthy pleasures, which certainly sex can be with the right person in the right context, is absolutely critical for our physical, emotional well-being, our health. And even people who don't have sex can have lots and lots of pleasure, intimate pleasure, by being connected with their partners. So touch is important, talk is important, being able to be face-to-face and flesh-to-flesh with our intimate partners is really important. So I'm a sex therapist turned sex neuroscientist. And one of the things that I see is that when our sex lives are in trouble, it basically is it's a window into seeing how things are out of balance in our wired in emotional brain, the oldest emotional brain that we have.
All right. If you have a situation, and I'm going to guess this is probably fairly common, where you have, you know, basically sex has become less and less, or maybe even non-existent. Does it happen that people try to find other ways to fill that gap, or what is going on here?
Well, if sex becomes less important, which is okay, it's important that we have healthy pleasures that involve the body. So people are tending to kind of get distracted into things like the internet, into eating excessively. And the thing that worries me, Steve, is how many more people are depressed and anxious. In fact, depression is now the number one cause of illness and disability in the world. And I do believe, as many of my colleagues are beginning to think, it has to do with the fact that we're not paying attention to our bodies and seeking the kinds of healthy pleasures that nature intended. Good food in moderation, whole lot of movement, which people don't do, and a whole lot of connection. And I say connection in the real world, in real time, in real life, as the kids say, face to face, flesh to flesh, friendships, companionship, and intimacy with our partners.
And if that relationship or that part of the relationship has sort of derailed or gone off the road, where do you start? How do you start bringing that back?
Well, you could put your devices down for once
okay,
and look at the person in the room with you, if it's your intimate partner, and pay attention to the person and really be noticing your body. One of the things that happens, and I see this all the time in my clinical practice, is people even forget they have a body. They're just in their head so much. So being present to our sensations in our body and communicating authentically with our partners, paying enough attention to each other that we actually have real conversations and stay in the room with each other is a good start. It'll get the party started, I would say.
Is there a difference in terms of, okay, starting over or starting anew or restarting, I guess maybe that's the best word, between men and women in terms of how they view sex?
Great question. Well, something I write about in my book is that there are some differences typically in the way that male brains develop versus female brains develop. So when we have the developing brain in utero, the male brain gets a lot of places where the sex hormones connect. So men do have more sex on the brain. So men think about sex more. They want typically, and this is a generalization, they typically stay in touch with more active sexual desire, where women in new relationships, we have active sexual desire, where you're really aware of wanting to have sex. But as the relationship takes over, we end up having what's called more receptive desire. And that's an important distinction. Receptive desire is not that you're consciously feeling like having sex, but given the right circumstances and the right kind of play and seduction and connection, you can tap into that sexual desire through being aroused physically or mentally. So women can have, I'll tell you something, women's sexual capacity, oh my goodness, women, when they get going, can have amazing sexual capacity.
They just have to be able to what? Is it letting go? Is it letting go of all of that stress and all of that fears?
I think you're right about it. If you look in our country, we still shame women for being sexual. If you look at what they do to the bachelorettes, they shame them. And if you look at women, too, women are working harder in and out of the house. They're very stressed. Not that men aren't stressed, but because women's brains are wired a little bit differently, the access sometimes to our sexual desire in that very conscious way where we're aware of it can be blunted. And people are stressed out now, if you look at it. And women, if women have to worry about even the idea that they have the right to their sexual bodies, that they have to worry about being able to have control over their bodies with reproduction and things like that, that all affects women in ways they may not even always be aware of.
It is a wonderful book. It's Why Good Sex Matters, Understanding the Neuroscience of Pleasure for a Smarter, Happier, More Purpose-Filled Life. What more appropriate time to maybe find a way to start restarting or firing up that engine again on Valentine's Day. A very happy Valentine's Day to you, Nan, and thank you so much for being with me.
Thank you, and people can find my all sorts of information on my website, Ask Dr. Nan, doctor spelled out, AskDrNan.com.
All right, thanks, Nan. Have a great Valentine's
Day. Thanks for having me. Lots of joy to all.